wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, are you in Atlanta? Where are you?
Still in Atlanta after, of course, last night, just riveting New Hampshire primary with Mitt Romney. Absolutely. It was a barn burner, Tom.
What was history making? I mean, he said, and I quote, "Tonight we made history."
Tom, let's be thankful he didn't start quoting America the Beautiful. Thank God he did not start doing that. It was like, Newt, really? I'm sorry, Mitt, same thing. Mitt, we know the words. Shut up, please. Shut up. All right. So so I don't know what the hell he was talking about, and he doesn't either. Tom, there's a story that caught my eye the other day where consumer debt saw the biggest jump in a decade. And of course, people are saying, well, hey, that could be a good sign because that means Americans are going back to spending and using their credit cards as the economy is slowly but surely getting better. And so who better person to turn to than our resident cheap sister-in-chief, and that is the author of The Power to Prosper, 21 Days to Financial Freedom. She's also a financial columnist for The Washington Post. And, Tom, beginning next week, we will see her in daytime television as a part of the new ABC show, The Revolution.
Congratulations.
Of course, Michelle Singletary.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right, Michelle, we know how you feel about money, in terms, especially when it comes to your big mama who taught you these things. What about this report? Are we going back to using credit cards? Did we learn our lesson after the last several years of just living above our means? What's going on with this consumer credit card debt jumping in the month of November?
I think two things are happening. There are some consumers who are feeling some relief that the economy is getting a little better. So they're out there spending, Christmas spending. People were out there buying. I don't know if any of you were at any stores, but I was thinking, what recession? And then I think, secondly, there's still lots of people who are unemployed and are using their credit cards to pay for their everyday expenses, groceries, utilities, things like that. So you have two consumers out there probably pushing this number up. But what concerns me is that it is jumping, because debt is debt no matter how you're using it or for what reason. If you're using debt to buy your groceries and you don't have a job, that's a huge problem, because how are you going to have that money to pay it back when that bill comes the next month? And this sort of idea that we're getting a little better, let's go back out there and spend, it was a problem before the recession. It's definitely a problem now. We have to wean ourselves off this addiction to debt that we have in this country.
I love this quote in this story I'm seeing. It says, quote, "Consumers who are trying to reduce the amount of debt that they're holding have really been austere with regard to their spending. They've really buckled and they've said, enough with this pain. And they've decided it's time to reward themselves."
Right.
But this guy is talking about more debt.
Right, exactly. It's crazy. Reward yourself with debt. Well, you just dig a grave, for goodness sakes. I mean, you know, listen, and it's particularly troublesome in the black community, where our incomes are still behind. You know, we're still having trouble getting through college without any debt. You know, people are starting off their college, their adult life in debt. You know, I mean, I've said this for years before the recession. You know, credit is evil. It's useful in lots of cases, but it's still evil, and it will grab hold of you and drag you down. And I was praying that we didn't go back to our old ways, because those ways led us into the recession. And for those people who could have survived a little bit better, it brought them down because they had so much debt.
But isn't the problem really that 70% of our economy is based upon consumer spending? So we encourage people to spend in order for the economy to get better.
Right, and who's that we? Those are we people who got money. That's who's encouraging people to have debt, the people who have money, who want more money from the debt that people use.
Well, again, consumers' debt going up, so hopefully people will get it together and not fall into the same trap. Michelle, we look forward to seeing you on The Revolution on ABC.
Congratulations.
And in your normal way, you're going to give them hell when it comes to their money.
That's my plan. I'm trying to start a revolution around the country.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.